Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. I hope you all are whipping up lots of magic wherever, whenever you're receiving this broadcast. And yeah, today has been a little extra magical, I would say. Some pretty cool things that I'm going to share. And some great lessons from spirit in the last yesterday, and yeah, it's all culminating into today's message. And before we jump into all of that, I would like to just take a quick moment and thank everyone who's been giving me reviews for The Golden Key. As you guys know, of course, hearing the show, we're gifting the book at goldenkey.gift with the code POSITIVEHEAD. You can download the audio or ebook, and it just means so much to me when you guys go and take the time to give a review. One came in and I was like, wow, this might be like it's so concise and so powerful, by Frankie on Amazon. It just made me feel so great. It says, valuable book on navigating life. This book is the simplest, most readable compilation of wisdom on living life I have ever read. I highly recommend it to all seekers. Frankie KK wrote that, short, sweet, and just like, yeah, wow, what a powerful, reaction, response. The most readable compilation of wisdom on living life I've ever read. I feel like I did something right in Frankie's world. So thank you, Frankie, for shining that back and showing your appreciation and the support. It means the world. And if you guys haven't done that yet, I would greatly appreciate it as well. And of course, sharing it with people as well that you know out there who you think would benefit. You can all create a golden key code, and just lots of good things are bubbling up around it and through it and in all areas of life. And that's really what I want to talk about is, how success comes and how it comes quietly and how it wears many faces and how we can start to identify it more fully, I'm also about to be on a list of best books in 2020 to go from surviving to thriving. And there's all these really, very well-known names on it. And so super excited about that. And it's come in small little steps. All my success has come very quietly in some ways. It's like sort of like that preparedness, just continuing to do the work one step at a time. It can sometimes feel like we're laying, it's just painstakingly slow to move the needle with things. And then next thing you know, you look back and it's like, whoa, I've built a road across the desert and now I can use it all day, every day. And so, one of the ways that success comes that isn't as apparent, right, as a big win or a big, a great call that I got today that I'll share in a moment, is when it's wearing a face that is in disguise, if you will. So I'm going to share that first. So yesterday I went to get some lunch with my partner, Karen, and we were in Venice Beach, here where I live. And those of you who've been to Venice know it's very eclectic. There is a lot of just energy in general. I mean, there's a lot of spiritual centric energy. There's a very large amount of homelessness, people experiencing homelessness here. And just there's such a, yeah, it's just such a hodgepodge of energies, super amazing, elaborate, wow, you know, houses. And then, you know, right across the street, like, you know, people camping out on the street. And it's just, it's so much, diversity of energy. And so we're going, and as we're driving to go to this area where there's a lot of restaurants and things, where you can still, we can, you know, now currently you can sit outside and eat. And so we decided we would do that. And I was seeing a man expecting, experiencing homelessness walking across the street. And he was just, his gait was particularly challenged, right? Like it was just very dramatic, his walk and his energy. And I was just like, wow, look at, you know, what, wow, look at that, you know, his energy, that experience, what that must be like. And I wasn't judging it in a negative way, more like, looking at it like, oh man, that must be so rough. And he had an intense energy, right? In a way that it was more than normal when you see this sort of thing. So we passed him as we were, you know, driving to where we were going to go. And then we parked, and then we were going to get seated on, you know, basically what a lot of restaurants have done around here is they just have set up tables like what would have been like the sidewalk or the parking lot, or, you know. And so he was way down the road. So even when we were getting sat, I could see the guy we had passed, you know, many blocks down, kind of just slowly staggering towards us. And so we got sat and we're sitting right on the sidewalk. You know, 5 minutes or so later, he catches up to where we're at. And I just look over and he's standing right next to me, and he looks right at me and just very, like, lucid and kind with his energy, contrary to kind of the dramatic, shocking look, right? And this guy looked at me and he goes, "How you doing today?" And just kind of like, just that twinkle in his eye, right? And I'm like, "Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?" And he's like, "Great." You know, whatever is, not his exact response. I was kind of taken aback because I didn't expect him to all of a sudden walk up. I'd forgotten now all these minutes later. And all of a sudden, here he is right next to me looking at me with like this lucid, you know, just, it's kind of like the message me and Karen just like cracked up at me. She's like, "Wow, you just got like such a strong like wink from the universe right there." It was kind of like, "I'm doing good. How you doing?" Like almost like, and you know, don't, I'm doing just fine. I don't need you to, you know, perceive or judge my experience in any way, shape or form. You doing okay? I'm doing good. You know, that was the vibe. That was the energy. And it felt very like potent and powerful. And I was almost like, man, I wonder if like, did he just get like an angel drop into his being? Or maybe it very well could have been like, right? Who knows what was going on there? I don't know, but it was definitely a message and a powerful one and a potent one. And it was like, it was such a potent reminder to not judge anyone or anything. It's like, what a joke when we're doing that. And we think we know what should or shouldn't be. You know, his message to me was like, "I'm doing great. I hope the same for you," you know? And it's like it's such a strong feeling of this soul is right where they wanted to be, right where they chose to be. We are floating in eternity. And this is a divine being who needed to experience this particular experience so that it could go and get and navigate to where it is it wanted to ultimately go and what it wanted to become. Not, and in no way does that diminish where it's at now, because it is as divine as that future incarnation of that exact soul, as the most, you know, advanced, evolved, beautiful, shining, shimmering, like, you know, God self. That is no less valuable than this very dramatic, you know, dramatically staggering human experiencing homelessness. And so, yeah, it just got me thinking, you know, what is success? You know, that soul is a raging success. It's doing, you know, it's doing exactly what it set out to do. And yeah, it was just powerful. And hopefully some of it's conveyed energetically to you guys, and that you remember that the next time you're looking or catch yourself judging anyone or anything. You know, I heard a former guest on the show did an Instagram post about something similar. He was in Miami Beach and he caught himself judging people with all the like butt implants and things. And then he's like, hold on, like that person is as divine as I am. And look at the gift that they're giving me to catch myself falling into this judgment about, you know, superiority or any of that nonsense, right? So yeah, success comes in many, many faces. Today, another angle on this topic I want to share is a way that success sort of gently has rolled into my world in recent weeks. It definitely feels like, you know, 2021 is coming out of the COVID chrysalis and turning a corner, turning the fast track to expansion. Like I said, things with the book promotion is in the response that I'm getting is going really well. And I'm about to go on like 50 other shows. And like, there's so much good stuff that's developing around it. And I just see it expanding exponentially. And, you know, all the implications of that are so exciting. So, you know, that's one thing. And then of course, those of you who've been listening for a long time know my journey with, you know, my former travel company and sort of the storybook disaster, you know, narrative that was written where I took a company from my friend's couch to an Inc. 500 fastest growing private company to then it, you know, getting offered to be bought out for like $30 million within 12 hours of that offer, losing 90% of our revenue. And I've told this whole story years in the past. Then my partner and like brother, like a brother, a close friend, you know, betrayed me and my real brother and, you know, on and on. You guys who've been around have heard this, you know, and even been there as it unfolded years back. And, you know, out of the ashes of that, me and my brother started a new travel company. And he has really been running it day to day for the last, year and a half or so. I'm not as involved on the day to day operations, although I probably spend 10 hours, 15 hours a week working on stuff with him. And then he's implementing a lot of it, right? And so there's been some really cool things developing there. What do you know? You know, the thing that blew up the last travel company was Priceline formed a big partnership with someone in the industry who wanted us gone. And because they were both these two multi-billion dollar companies, you know, they got their way and it caused us all this grief and problems. And my brother and I ended up walking away. Well, here we are all these years later, we've started a new company and it's kind of, it's chugged along. It's done fairly well, but nothing is the level of success of the last one. Well, lo and behold, I always had the feeling that, you know, out of the ashes of that, there's going to be something even better, bigger, brighter in this, you know, space in that business. And, you know, a few months back, we had the opportunity to ink a partnership with Priceline where we're basically going to have like deep discounted all the prices that you could get on the old Priceline bidding model where you could bid. And then if your bid was accepted, then you'd find out where you're going to actually be staying and things like that. Well, we're going to have all that up front, like the super deep discounts. You're going to know where you're traveling, you know, before putting, you know, it's not a bid and then find out where you're going, right? You know, it's going to be this resort on this street, you know, and here's how much the lowest dollar amount. And it's just going to be a discounted travel agency or online travel agency that is partnered with influencers who help to create discount in by bulk, you know, bulk buying, so to speak. And out of the ashes of that old, you know, disaster was that relationship that had been good with Priceline in the past. And, you know, booking.com, they're almost $100 billion company. Well, because of that, they inked a deal with us to give us this incredible arrangement. And then someone that is a longtime friend who, you know, very successful business guy who he built, you know, the biggest online real estate platform in the world and exited years ago the whole company sold for over $1 billion, I believe. And so he's just been kind of for years as a friend, just kind of like keeping an eye on what me and my brother are up to. And then all of a sudden in the last, you know, few days or last few weeks, we started a dialogue again, and it looks like he's going to come in. You know, not only did we get this new relationship with Priceline again, it's like circling back on this old energy, but in a new, fresh, exciting way. But then this partner to come help, you know, who brings all kinds of resources and connections and, you know, financial and technological and all the resources you could imagine, right, of having run and exited from a billion-dollar plus company. And the guy's just like the coolest. And, you know, it hasn't officially happened, but it looks like it will. And, you know, I got thinking about that today. Here's another end of success. Like, he's the far end. He's the, you know, he's shared the stage with people like Tony Robbins and, you know, like the upper 1%, like super, super wealthy, not just rich, like super wealthy. But so cool. He's building homes in Nicaragua for children, for girls who, you know, are orphans. And, you know, he just like such a pure heart. And that's kind of rare to find in, you know, the business world in some cases, I guess you would say. Not always. I don't want to make general statements, but, you know, it just, this is someone who just, it's kind of quietly, you know, he's kind of started in my world where I would, you know, connect with him and talk to him once or twice a year, you know, years back. And all of a sudden, right time, right thing, it looks like there's going to be an alignment, you know, and getting so much support. And I think about that, you know, today there was a conversation with him where it was like an assumptive conversation, like it was happening. Hadn't officially happened, but an assumptive conversation. And it's like, it just like quietly, it's kind of like all those years. And I'd look at all the ups and downs and things in the past with that side of my life. And it's just like, it just quietly came in a call where it's just like, oh yeah, it's assumed we're doing this thing together. And, you know, let's get all the particulars figured out. And it's just, you know, it's such a testament to getting to the point where you're not attached. Like, I'm so unattached, even in this moment of talking about it, like it could completely go nowhere and I'd be just as fine. I have no resistance. I have no needing anything to happen. And this is the other end of how we create our vision of success. You know, I think back early on and, you know, way back 20 years ago in my band, and we'd be like, oh, an A&R rep is coming from a major label to look at us. And oh, if it happens, we're going to be on, you know, so excited. And if it doesn't, then we're so sad. And, you know, and over the years, I've had so many things where I don't, it's just like complete healthy detachment. And so I would invite each of you, if you're feeling attached to any outcomes anywhere in your life, know that that is pushing it away. Be very aware. Don't judge what success really is. Don't be attached to any particular outcome in your life. Don't offer resistance. You're in the process. Your success is your version, your vision of success, right? Maybe very different than the man experiencing homelessness that I talked about, is it's in the process of unfolding. Allow it. It's, you know, being patient is the ultimate challenge and virtue. And, you know, for me, it was like years and years of, oh, so many close calls of this or that and the other, and being disappointed and having projecting on what it should happen. And then it didn't. And, you know, you don't have to be attached to any of it. And what happens is if you go long enough experiencing these ups and downs, you it sort of numbs you in a good way. Like, and what that does is it allows you to get in the right vibrational state to allow it to unfold. Like this most recent connection with the guy who's looks like he's coming in as a partner. I just happened to reach out and say, hey, friend, haven't talked to you in, you know, 6-9 months. Here's my new book. I'd love to, you know, gift it to you. And oh, by the way, here's what's going on with the travel stuff, you know, just with no expectation, which led to, I want to hear more about that. Let's talk. Oh, hold on. Let's bring in my, you know, my team. Hold on, you know, and next thing you know, here we are. So it's coming from such a organic state, right? And as someone who's done many, many trying to, you know, put square pegs in a round hole or manipulate things to come a certain way, when you can step back and allow it to just unfold naturally and just, you know, you're coming from a place of power, but your authentic power, knowing your own worth. And you don't need it to come and show up in a certain way in order to be anything. You're choosing how you're going to be now. What a journey. It takes some time, though. This is, you know, it's like everything in our lives. It's like, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, you know. I've been at this a very, very long time to get to the point where, you know, I can confidently, like, observe and objectively observe myself and say, yeah, you're really there. You're really in that state. And you know what? I could, a month from now, a year from now, another circumstance, slip back into some old pattern of, you know, trying to force something or needing something or needing to prove myself, or, you know, if this happens, then I'll be complete or a success. And then I'll just catch it again. And then I'll reassess and say, oh, yeah, you slipped. I'll love myself there. And then I'll tell a new story. And that's all you're doing. That's all you got to do. I'm not any more advanced than you. I've been at this a long time. So you're in the process of becoming this, just this, the most idealized, the greatest and grandest version of yourself. Doesn't that feel good? I mean, stop for a minute and think of what that feels like and looks like and resonate with it and vibrationally just anchored in, because he, she exists and they're there. They're already a part of you. And so now relax in the unfolding. You don't want all the birthday presents, you know, at once. You'd like to relish in the unfolding and leading the process leading up. And then, you know, it's that whole thing. And, you know, you're doing the dance. I found a clip here. I haven't shared an Abraham clip in a minute. It's just let it come into your life. I found it on the Inner Flow YouTube page. Let's take a listen.
Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It's good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree? Co-creation at its best, really. You are knowing what you are wanting. Moves about, yes. It expands. Do you like the feeling of desire? That's such a good thing, that feeling of desire. Desire feels really good when you aren't crushing it with doubt. When you desire something that you believe, oh, that desire is calling life right through you. It's your vortex. It's your inner being standing with the vibrational version of your desire, the fully culminated law of attraction has gathered all of the cooperative components version of you and your desire. And because law of attraction is so powerful, and because your inner being is too, when your inner being focuses upon your desire, as it always does, strong current happens. It's a calling. It's a calling that's calling you to it. That's what enthusiasm feels like. That's what that feeling of wanting to get up and get to it, it feels like. That's what life feels like. That's what that feeling of clarity and energy is. But if you have a desire and you've been practicing noticing that it's taking too long, or that it isn't unfolding in the way you wanted it to, if you are aware of your desire, but when you think of your desire, what's active in you from your physical perspective is the absence of it, the not being there yet of it, then you're offering a vibration about your desire that is contrary to your desire. And it's like sticking a stick in the spokes of your wheel. That's what resistance is. When life has caused you to ask for something, as it does all day, every day, and that source energy is calling you and everything necessary to the creation of what it is you want to that creation point, and you don't go, you hesitate, you're doubtful, or you're critical, or you're complaining, you introduce the resistance into the equation. So you're going to hear us talk a lot about, if you listen to us at all, the path of least resistance. It's really the path of most allowance. They're the same thing. But as we refer to the path of least resistance, what we're talking about is source figuring out every which way to get you to what you want in the way that you are offering the least resistance. If you have no resistance, oh, the paths are open, they are wide, and energy is moving, and all kinds of things are happening, and you have evidence of it all day, every day. things happening, things falling into place, things that seem amazing, things that you just can hardly believe. Something just comes out of your mouth and there is manifestational evidence of the very thing that you're interested in. It's happening to you all day, every day. But often, because you are focused upon the opposite of what you mean to be, because every subject is two subjects, isn't it? Wanted and absence of it. So sometimes you might think you're thinking about more money, or a better relationship, or a better lifestyle in one way or another. But sometimes, without even meaning to, you are focused in absolute opposition to the very thing you want. And you can tell that because when you do that, you are offering resistance. And when you offer resistance, you can feel it. It's what negative emotion is. It's you slowing it down. So we just want to say early on here in this conversation that you are the only one who throws the resistance into the equation. And you do it by practicing thoughts that are opposite of your own desire. That's all. In the early days, as we began flowing through Esther, we were saying to you that if you want something and you believe it, then it is. It's done. If you want it and believe it, then it is done. Because there is no resistance that is keeping you from being in the vibrational frequency that allows you to realize it and realize it fully. But if you want it and doubt it, it cannot come. For as long as you harbor doubt about what you want, it cannot come. And usually the reason that you hold doubt about things is because we love you so much. And you know what's coming next after we say that? We love you so much. And this is going to sound really odd to you, but we're going to say it in a way, because it sounds odd to you, because we want to get your attention about something you're doing that you don't even know that you're doing. You've got to keep your nose out of your business. You're going to stop being so deliberate about what isn't happening, because the creative process has already taken care of it. Step one is you ask. You can't help but do that all day, every day. Life causes you to do that. So you are sending these rockets of desire. Step two is source answers, which means the source energy within you, with the help of law of attraction, all that is focused upon the outcome that you have asked for. Your desires have already come into vibrational fulfillment. Step three is you got to find a way to lower your resistance so that you can be one of the cooperative components that is in the vibrational vicinity of what you're asking for. You have to be in a frequency that allows you to realize. So all day, every day, you are being inspired, called, encouraged, guided, prodded, cajoled. Source is doing everything imaginable and things you can't yet imagine to orchestrate circumstances and events to please you. Some of you don't feel worthy enough to even accept that as a possibility, even though it's happening around you all day, every day. So we see our value, as we play with you today, in offering enough of what we know about the laws of the universe and enough about what we know about where you stand in relationship to everything you want, each of you, that you will feel some lessening of resistance. That's what soothing is. Some lessening of resistance, and therefore a raising of your vibrational frequency, and therefore an aligning with the energy between you and you, and therefore an opening of the passageway between you and you, and therefore an allowing of the focus of Source, who is with you all day, every day, to be received fully by you. You see, in every moment that you are having a conversation, in every moment that your opinion is active on something, your inner being is active with an opinion too. And when those opinions blend, such as you're wonderful, or you're worthy, or you're good, or you're in your right place at your right time, or that all is well, or that things are always working out for you, or that things are opening in a way that is benefit to you, or that you are fulfilling your reason for being here, right here and now, or that you are loved by source, or that the universe is on your side, or that all is well, or that. When you are on one of those thoughts that source knows so clearly about you, you can feel the fullness of your alignment. That's what your elation feels like. That's what that love feels like. That's what that passion feels like. That's what enthusiasm feels like. And most of all, that's what clarity feels like. It feels so good to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, in vibrational sync with who you are. That's how you're supposed to live here. You're not supposed to be muddling around in confusion. You're not supposed to be squabbling with one another. You're not supposed to be looking at each other, needing somebody else to be a little different so you can feel a little better. You didn't come here to control the world. You didn't come here to change the world or save the world. You knew it didn't need to be saved. You would constantly change. But you didn't come to fix things that are broken. You came to revel in the perfection of this time-space reality, knowing that it would serve you so well, knowing that the variety of it would inspire within you clarity about what you personally and individually, and with so much blessing and worthiness seen from source energy, that you would pick and choose the things that are important to you, and that you would use the power of your mind and the precision of your own guidance system to focus yourself into complete alignment with your own personal desires, so that all that you desire could come to fruition, because you are the creator of your reality. Nobody else. You are the creator of your own reality. We love you so much, but you're lazy. You don't create your own reality deliberately. Most of you create it by default. You look over there, and then you look over there, and then you look over there, and then you look over there. You give your attention to what's going on around you, and you let what's going on around you set the tone for who you are. You let your vibration be controlled by what you're observing. So you're regurgitating life when you do that. You're not creating life. But what you said when you came into this physical experience, you said, I will look at the variety, and from it I will choose what I prefer. And I know I will find all kinds of new ideas, because the culmination, the combination, the beingness of all of you as you mix together, oh, you are giving one another such opportunity to launch your rockets of desires, to set into motion the new creation of which you are a part and for which reason you came. So we would like to convince you that the reason that you are here is because it is so much fun to find an idea that has not come to fruition, maybe one that has never been unto the universe, and maybe one that you have never experienced personally. You've launched this new idea, and then all of the resources of source come into vibrational concert in order to orchestrate the perfect unfolding that you have defined. The question is, it's the question that this seminar wants to ask and answer. Are you up to speed with your own desire? Because you can't stop wanting. Give that up.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. The concept for the book initially came to me in a dream and has been followed by a next-level amount of synchronicity, confirming for me that the information in the book is pertinent to get to the world at this moment in our collective evolution. In the book, I share the 8 keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 25 years of trial, error, and deep exploration, including one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. I think most of you will agree with me that talk is a bit cheap, especially these days, and results speak the loudest of all. Well, these keys have led me to manifesting incredible results, such as an Inc. fastest growing private company, uncanny health, incredible relationships, and success with this podcast. However, I'm not any more special than you, and anyone can apply this information to achieve incredible results in their own life. I also believe waking up our planet by sharing these keys to abundance is the quickest way to help us to transition our home into the planet of paradise it is destined to become. which is why I'd like to gift the book to you at goldenkey.gift when you use the golden key code POSITIVEHEAD. I would also like to invite you to create your own unique golden key code so you in turn can gift the book to others, as well as invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation game with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and on the website, where readers are also going to share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. Lastly, I'm going to practice what I preach by sharing 50% of the abundance generated from the golden game and sale of the other golden goodies on the website with you and all the other readers. So if you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. Also, if you end up loving and appreciating your gifted copy of the book, please take a moment to go to Amazon and give it a review, which will greatly help me reach and unlock more hearts with the golden key. Desire feels good when you're not crushing it with doubt. That desire is what's calling life through you. You know, I love how she said the path of least resistance equals the path of most allowance. Just get out of the way. You know, you don't need to have all the I's dotted and T's crossed and know every which way things are going to. If, you know, I have rarely held a vision of exactly how something unfolds and it unfolds that way. I've been taught the hard way, like, oh, okay, here it is. I'm going to have an idea of direction and we'll see what unfolds. If it's like most things, it'll unfold way different than what you think. I love how she said, you're the only one who throws resistance into the pot. And what's great about that is you can stop it. You're the one. You do the three steps. What'd you say? Ask, source answers. Number two, three. And you just kind of find a way to lower your resistance and let it appear in the way it wants to appear, in the way, in the time, in the season. You don't need to control all that. The more you lessen your resistance, the more you raise your vibrational frequency. You are now letting your vibration be set by an internal compass as opposed to what you observe. That's what she said. Most of you, most all of us have done it that way. And you've had enough of that. You don't need that anymore. You don't need to let your vibration be set by what you are observing any longer. Choose what you prefer. Focus there. Like Mario Andretti said, the number one thing I teach people, you know, the guy who's number one race car driver of all time, if someone's new at it, what do I teach him? Whatever you do, don't look at the wall. That's the first thing anyone who asks. Why? Because where do you go? Where attention goes, energy flows. You guys know this stuff. We're just reminding ourselves again and again until we really get it right. And you are getting it right, right? I mean, look at yourself. Look at where you are now, where you've been. Look at where you are a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Wow. You know, and it's a quickening. You're speeding up. You know, it takes forever for one to go to two, but then two goes to four, and then four goes to eight. Next thing you know, it's like you're, you know, a billion goes to 2 billion. It just keeps going quickly. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. You're such beautiful reflections. Every time I connect with someone through the show, it's like, oh, wow, you really are a beautiful reflection. So if you're hearing these words, I am so proud and honored to know you, to be connected to you vibrationally. That is the ultimate knowing. And I look forward to all the adventures we share ahead, so much ahead. Everything's ahead. Infinity, eternity's ahead. You are literally an eternal being that's always been and always will be. Change is guaranteed. What else matters? You don't like something? Guess what? It's going to change. You know, you want something else? Guess what? Change is coming. Like, so just relish. Find the beauty. Find the focus. Learn to focus your flow. All right. I have a song that I want to share with you guys. I shared it, I think, a couple years ago, but I felt inspired to share it again because I've been listening to it lately. And this guy actually just created a podcast, and we're going to do a podcast swap, and I'm just a fan of his music. It's such like the perfect, like in the morning, you know, getting your day going, just like it's a great mix between like chill out music and meditation music. This particular track I love. It's the 10 Laws. I believe he got from, I forget exactly what who the person was. I know it's a Native American like set of laws that he made into a song where he basically recounts the 10 laws throughout it. And it really gives you another idea on our perspective on success too, or the difference in experience, right? Some of these laws talk about always be prepared for cold weather, or you protect your feet, or, you know where the closest water is. And it's like these laws that speak back to a time, although not so long ago, when they were relevant. How, you know, it's like one of those things we take for granted now. Of course I know where water is. Of course I have shoes for my feet. Of course I have warmth. Of course, you know, and that's it's a great testament actually to what I've been talking about here today. Like it at the time when you're in it, it seems like, oh, you're moving so slow. But next thing you know, you've created some fast, you know, a highway across the desert, right? And so you're moving quicker than you imagine. And you'll look back one day and be like, wow, I used to have to consider and think about this, that, and the other. And whoa, that seems like a lifetime ago. And yeah, we are on the fast track. And with that being said, this is East Forest. The song is 10 Laws. Until next time, journey well. Also, quickly, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the code POSITIVEHEAD. I also wanted to remind you that I will now be doing a live Q&A every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time on the new social audio app Clubhouse. I have really been wanting to connect and interact with all of you more for quite some time, and I'm super excited to now have two new ways to do it. First, if you're already on Clubhouse, be sure to follow me and click the little bell on my profile and select to always be notified when I go live on the Clubhouse app. And if you'd like to connect on an even more intimate Zoom gathering once a month, now you can do that too by registering at goldenkey.gift.
we're all musicians singing our way through life together.